franchise with championship pedigree and something to prove.
Giannis! Oh!
A new-look roster with a generational superstar ready to make history.
Milwaukee Bucks, I'm here, baby.
With all the expectations and the noise, the Milwaukee Bucks are focused on one thing: how to win it all. I'm Marcus Johnson, and this season on Behind the Bucks, go inside the team's pursuit of a title. This is Locked In, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. This is episode 2, A Star in Your Role. Sitting down with players on the Bucks at Media Day this year, the energy, the focus was all on display. The team understands the stakes. They're locked in. But for Bucks big man, Bobby Portis, being locked in isn't just a switch he can turn on and off.
Yeah, I would say my rookie year was very insightful for myself. I think guys always want to, you know, get minutes right off the rip, be starters, be all-stars, all these things. We all come into the NBA with high expectations for ourselves, right? But then, like, the reality kind of sets in that these teams already have stars. So you have to find other ways to impact winning, find other ways to change your game, to maybe suit a team, whatever it is. So I think the biggest piece of advice that I got my rookie year was to stay locked in.
But what does it mean to be locked in?
And it's kind of cliche, like, stay locked in. But, like, there's going to be highs and lows that come with the game. There's probably more lows than highs in this craft, right? So being able to stay locked in on what you want to achieve, being able to be resilient, being able to dedicate yourself to, you know, the craft, and the biggest word of it all, the sacrifice. I got that tattooed on me. Like, sacrifice is the biggest thing in the NBA and in team sports.
Adapting to the needs of the team, regardless of circumstance, is how Bobby has found success in the NBA.
All of us are super talented. All of us come from, you know, being the best players on our teams in college. But once you get here, you definitely have to make your mark to stay. And I'm forever grateful for the NBA. I love my job.
In the last episode, Bucks players explain how they beat the odds to make it to the NBA. But getting on the floor is a whole different challenge. In a press conference at Media Day, head coach Doc Rivers made it clear what it would take to make the cut.
It's more to who fits the best. You know, there can be a guy that has a great camp, but he just doesn't fit with the five, you know. So it's going to be that for us. It's not, you know, who fits in the best and the best at being a star in their roles. And that's what we're going
to
look at.
To become a steady contributor, someone who is counted on in the clutch, that process begins with one key.
Man, I've got a lot of advice. Really, the best ability is availability.
That's Taurean Prince.
Long cross-court pass to Prince. He'll put up a contested three, and it's all nylon again.
Last season, Taurean was a starter and one of the most efficient three-point shooters in the NBA.
Knocks down another three for Milwaukee.
He thrived in his role.
Staying on top of things, but keeping my body right, keep staying in shape, and being ready to play. And keeping that the main thing, and then obviously working on my game and perfecting the craft, but being available to hoop, first and foremost.
For a young player like Andre Jackson Jr., who is hoping to build on his early experience in the NBA, following this example could help him establish himself in the rotation.
Yeah, Jay Crowder, he told me, he was like, the best ability is availability.
And that's something that I hold close to myself every time. Like, if they throw me out there for 2 minutes, I'm going to go be available, and I'm gonna make my presence felt. Like, I don't care how much time I'm out there for. It's about the impact that you make.
And every minute can make a difference.
Andre Jackson Jr. stole it back and slammed it.
And 1 minute could turn into 2 minutes. We could turn into 10 minutes. We could turn into a start, you know? So, like, every opportunity is a big one. Like, especially in this league, with, like, playing at this level and playing for great coaches like Doc Rivers and the rest of the coaching staff, like, they're going to put the right guys out there that's going to make sure, you know, the game is flowing right and we're winning games.
Gary Trent going to try another three, and he hits again. He is a Pacers killer.
Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. is a great example of how adapting to a changing role can prepare you for the moments that count the most.
Trent wants another three, and he hits again! Gary Trent Jr. with a primal roar to the fans!
He began last season as a starter, found success in a role off the bench, but played his best ball of the season, stepping back into the starting lineup in the playoffs.
Most definitely. I would tell them to look at me in a real-life example. You know, every young player, you've seen how everything started last season and how it ended, how the offseason went to now. So look at the whole year of basically everything I went through, from not starting to starting to producing and putting a certain product out there. And then, you know, whatever may be on the back end is the back end. But again, continue to keep working, continue to fight. It's roller coasters, that it's up and downs, and that you got to keep pushing through no matter what, you know what I'm saying?
And Gary's approach? It's making an impression on the younger players on the team.
So now just the main thing that I tell them and that I continue to tell them, whether it's Dre, whether it's Ryan, you know, even Ryan started shooting after the games with certain things. So setting a tone through actions and then setting the tones of them actually seeing what I'm doing and seeing how everything is playing out from day one, what they're seeing it with their own eyes, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
For Bucks forward Kyle Kuzma, adapting to changing circumstances is part of what makes playing in the NBA so special.
Well, that's the beauty of basketball. You know, I think that in this game of basketball, especially in the NBA, you never really play truly your game, right? Your game is if I was in an open gym and you just roll the balls out and there's no coaches and you just play. You rarely do that in the NBA, right? So you're forced to play different roles and whatever the team needs because, you know, that's team sport basketball.
Kyle has learned that the moments when there may be inconsistency or change, those are the challenges that prepare you to take on a larger role on the team.
I think that's always one of the funnest things of the sport. Obviously, it's great to be free-flowing, but, you know, somebody told me this a long time. Supporting characters, supporting actors, they always become lead actors eventually. But it's like, what can you do in those type of supporting roles? And, you know, I'm happy to be in different roles. Especially for me, I played literally every role you could probably think of in the NBA, right? I've been a first option. I've been a second option, a third option, winning as third option. I took a bench role to Brian AD early in my career. You know, had to guard a lot of the best offensive players last year. So that's just life in the NBA.
And here's Kyle Kuzma driving inside and laying it in with a foul. So Kuzma getting some points for his team here.
For Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, Kyle's team-first mentality is giving the team more flexibility because of his ability to fit in different ways.
He was great. I love him in that unit, you know, because he has the ball more. You know, when you think about it, the second unit does exactly what the first unit does. You know, Kuz is there, Giannis, and, you know, Bobby is Miles. I mean, you can make, you know, they all fit. So it's a good fit for us.
More on Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, coming up after this.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit ajg.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
And who do players think will take that next step and play a bigger role than before? Well, Bobby Portis starts with two players who made an impact on the team last year and may be depended on even more this season.
We have a lot of talented guys that can do a lot of things with the ball. I'm excited, you know, for KPJ, obviously. You know, him being resilient on everything he went through to, you know, go through that and then be here, being able to have a great opportunity to be the starting point guard of the Milwaukee Bucks. I think that's a great opportunity in itself. You know, it's his opportunity to lose, right? He has a chance to do something great this year. Obviously, AJ Green, that's like my bro. I swear by him. I swear I do. Like, that's my dude right there. Hardworking, hardest working guy on the team. Man, he works hard and in the gym each and every day. So I'm expecting big things from him.
Bobby calling AJ Green the hardest working guy on the team, that's tall praise. But the work is what got him to the league. AJ Green is the type of success story every team needs in order to compete in the modern NBA. Back in high school, AJ was a highly touted player in Iowa who had a chance to play for some notable D1 programs, but instead chose to stay and play with his hometown team, Northern Iowa. But Northern Iowa had never had an alum go on to play in the NBA. AJ made an instant impact in school and was Conference Player of the Year twice, but went undrafted in 2022.
AJ Green once in on the pod. He drills for three. Corner three falls, and the five-serve form has erupted here in the fourth quarter.
But AJ made it. Now he's going into his fourth NBA season and is an important part of the team.
Dame finds Green in the corner, and he buries another three.
And he feels like this season there are some new skills he can bring to his game.
Green fires one up from way downtown, and he rattles it through.
I grew up playing on the ball my whole life and making plays in ball screens and different stuff like that. And so obviously at the NBA level, it's different, and I haven't done it for the past 3 years. That's not what they needed me to do, but it's something within my game that I believe I can get to and continue to grow into that and have that understanding and some of the skills to be able to do that. But again, it's all at the right pace, at the right time, based off what the team needs and just letting it build and flow naturally, kind of. So, yeah, I believe that I can, but, you know, it's we just got to win. I want to win, so what can I do to win? That's what I'm going
to
do.
And after being on a short list of players to never dunk in an NBA game, he has been displaying some notable highlight-worthy plays in practice.
He caught a lob on Amir Coffey's head, cocked it back.
Yeah, no, it's on the security cameras. No, it was shocking to all of us.
Even before training camp, the chemistry on this team was building. A lot of players on the team have been working together since September, getting ready for the season.
In September, there was a bunch of us in town. There was a bunch of us in the gym working out.
Kyle Kuzma.
We would play 5-on-5 typically, right, in September. And the competitiveness, the spirit was just fabulous. Yeah, top tier.
For Bucks forward Taurean Prince, the work they've been putting in is making a difference.
For me, taking steps forward isn't always about being able to contribute on the floor and playing. Like, I think people don't realize how much work every guy puts in on the team, top to bottom, whether they're playing or not. They're still getting just as much load and just as much working out as we are when we're playing the games and not.
Another player who has turned heads in preseason is guard Ryan Rollins.
Rollins pulls up, launches, and drills it.
A bucket getter at Toledo, Ryan has made his mark on this team on both ends of the floor. And his growth has caught the attention of Bucks superstar, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's improved a lot this year. That's the first thing I noticed. His confidence is all-time high right now. Playing with a great pace, able to get downhill, makes incredible reads, either for himself all the way, either he creates for open threes, you know, and defensively is always solid. He's always going to get into the ball, always going to use his hand very, very well. He's a great rebounder. You know, he's definitely taken a step from last year, so I'm excited. I don't know if he's going to be in the starting lineup or he's going to come off the bench, but he's definitely going to be a big piece of our team this year.
For Bucks big man, Pete Nance, who's on a two-way contract, the organization's emphasis on development is helping prepare him and his teammates for any opportunity.
Ever since I've gotten here, I feel like I've just flourished. You know, I think they're very intentional about player development and make everybody the same, have the same priority, you know, make sure everybody gets better, everybody gets the same attention.
It's not the outside noise, but it's the pressure that comes from within. The pressure to be a great teammate, to win. That is helping this team come together.
Yeah, you know, it's just knowing that who you are and your identity is not in what other people say about you or what they think. some of it might be right, some of it might not be right at all. And people are always gonna have opinions. And they can share those. They're welcome to say whatever they want. But I can't get caught up in what they're saying. So I try to just really not pay much attention to it at all, I guess.
For AJ, it's like Doc said, it's about becoming a star in your role.
I mean, there's always gonna be certain challenges within different things. And I think it's really just continuing to learn, really, to know what is desired within my role, what they expect of me and what they want me to do. And then just learn as I go with, okay, what am I doing well? What can I do better? And continue to just try to be that role and bring that value to the team the best that I can each night. And so there's learning process to it, but it's really just continuing to try to build and build a little bit every year and throughout the season too, as you go.
AJ understands that for this team to contend, it will take everyone working together to do what's best for the team.
We want to keep winning. You know, we didn't go as far as we would have liked. It's easy to get caught up in those things, but being able to take a step back and reflect on the entire process and the entire season of what was good and what wasn't good, and then take that and go into the next season to build.
I'm Marcus Johnson, and here's what to expect on the next Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
Hey, Milwaukee, that is a great city. Reminds me of myself, where I come from. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I lived in Minnesota, so I'm from the Midwest. Blue collar, hardworking. I'm pretty familiar with Wisconsin, you know. Yeah, I feel like I gel well with the city.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.